This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We have now, it seems, entered the lawsuit phase of the GameStop frenzy. That is ticker symbol GME, by the way. As the volatility in that company's shares and those of AMC, the movie chain, BlackBerry, BB, and Nokia, NOK, continue to pace this morning, Robinhood, the platform of choice for a lot of what's been happening, and some other retail brokerage firms as well, started restricting trading on those shares. Lawyers have gotten involved, and what has been started with these trades is nowhere near over. But we thought it might be a good idea to recap what we know, look at why it's happening, and try to figure out where it might lead. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore is going to do that for us all in 2 minutes. Here you go.
So GameStop, the video game store, has not been doing so well. You've got some big investors who are shorting the stock, meaning they are betting the stock is going to go down. Like, they will make money if it goes down.
Hedge funds and other investors and other traders that believe that GameStop is overvalued because it's a brick and mortar chain.
John Jacobs directs Georgetown Center for Financial Markets and Policy. And then you've got people who are betting GameStop stock is going to go up. And a lot of these people are non-Wall Street people.
Lots of small day traders who are coming to the marketplace, sometimes for the first time.
These two groups are fighting. Millions of small day traders are chatting with each other on Reddit, egging each other on to buy more. Hold on to the stock. Don't let its value drop. Make those Wall Street guys lose their bet.
That it's a popular movement rising against big Wall Street interests.
Guillaume Keller is one of those day traders on Reddit. He's actually based in Paris. And for him, it's become something more than winning a bet over a random video game store.
The retaliation around the unbridled Wall Street greed for the past 20 years.
Keller doesn't actually mind losing a little bit of money in the end if it costs a Wall Street hedge fund a lot, which it has. People like Keller have driven GameStop shares up dramatically, and the higher they go, the more a short-selling hedge fund loses. James Angel is an associate professor of finance at Georgetown.
Now, we've seen these kind of spikes in prices before, and we'll see them again. And usually when they occur, they end badly.
And badly, as in the price eventually comes tumbling back down. And small traders who had invested their savings, hoping to make a quick buck, might lose out. But finance author Zachary Carabel says maybe we shouldn't assume that retail traders don't know what they're doing.
Maybe they do realize they might lose money. Maybe they said, if I lose $500 doing this, but I could make $5,000, I'll take that risk.
And maybe for them it's worth it. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.